So there's a variable of what you eat, there's a variable of who you are, and there's a variable of what you need. And you can't fix that for all people with one sort of solution, with one makeup of a vitamin. So you could either give everyone a bajillion of everything, but that's probably too much, or you can sort of pick and choose. But the ideal way would be to personalize it, to say, okay, who's this person? What do they need? Where are they at? And let's figure it out. But no one's ever done that before. And that's why this is pretty cool, that Element is a company that will actually personalize what you need based on who you are and what your dietary needs are.
Getting pregnant and giving birth are two of the most exciting things you can ever hope to experience in this life. The moment you think you could be pregnant, you're frantically searching for all the best information, which is why you're here today. I'm Stephanie King, and with my many years of experience as a professional childbirth educator, doula, and lover of all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, I'm here to make preparing for your birth enjoyable, empowering, and totally easy. Each week, I'll cover different topics, interview professionals, and get into the nitty-gritty birth stories from mamas just like you. And when you're ready for more, you can join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I take you step by step through exactly how to prepare your mind, body, spirit, and partner for a birth you love. So let's get started. It's time. The My Essential Birth postpartum course is here. Whether you're pregnant, just got baby home, or weeks and months into postpartum, this is the course for you. No more wondering what's normal for your body postpartum, if baby's eating or pooping enough, or how to get a good latch. You now have an all-in-one resource where you can click a topic and get the answer. Learn more at myessentialbirth.com/postpartum and add it onto the My Essential Birth course for even less when you bundle them at checkout. Already in the course? Check your student library and add the course for the same discount. I can't wait to support you on your postpartum journey. Welcome back to the podcast this week. And our reviewer of the week is Kate E. Amston. She says, infinity star rating is still not enough. This podcast is amazing beyond words. My husband and I are still in preconception, but planning to start trying to conceive in a few months. And I have been obsessively listening to these episodes. I have learned so much from Steph and feel so prepared and confident. I know I'll be ready to navigate the twists and turns of pregnancy and delivery when my time comes. Steph shares all of the options and evidence so calmly and clearly, yet her passion for empowering us to assess the data for our own perspective to make the best choices for our own journeys is so obvious and abundant. I am also a pelvic floor and sports physical therapist and love that the data she presents is accurate and well-researched and that the way she presents it is absolutely in line with empowering each mama to own her options and be at the center of her care, as patients should be. Can't wait to re-listen during my future pregnancies and will absolutely be signing up for the course as well. If you are ready to feel freaking inspired and empowered about what your body can do and prepared for all the choices and surprises along the way, then get excited and start listening. I love this. I feel like I want to post this everywhere and just make everybody read it. Thank you so much, Kate. And I hope now, maybe even, you are working on that conception and we'll see you in the birth course really soon. I'm excited today, you guys. I have two special guests with me today. One I have had on here before. One we are going to learn a little bit more about. But with that, Doreen, will you take a moment and introduce yourself and then Dr. Nate Fox as well, please?
Hi, everyone. My name is Doreen Block, and I am the CEO and founder of Element, which is the first personalized prenatal supplement solution. I have a five-year-old, and my first experience with prenatal supplements left me very confused, especially as someone who comes from a data background. And I'm sure we'll share more about the backstory around how I created Element. But along the way, after realizing that I wanted to help improve solutions in this space for other moms, I went back to school to Stanford Medicine to do a certification in nutrition science and connected with amazing physicians like Dr. Fox along the way. So I'm really excited to be here with you today and to share more about the Element story.
Thank you. And then Dr. Fox, you've been on here before, but reintroduce yourself for these new listeners that are here.
Yeah, well, I come on because I'm also freaking inspired, as your reviewer said. So that's great. I love that. Hi, Nate Fox. I'm an OBGYN and maternal fetal medicine specialist in New York City. I see patients every day, and I host a podcast as well, Healthful Woman. And Doreen and I work together on Element. I am one of the medical advisors for that terrific company.
That's amazing. Doreen, talk to me about, yes, kind of what inspired this and how you guys got started, and then how you and Dr. Nate here hooked up.
Yeah. So by background, I spent the first 10 years of my career working in data analytics. So I'm definitely a numbers person who also, is always excited about improving my own health and wellness. And I had an experience that I think so many people can relate to when they start on their preconception or pregnancy journey, that when you get to the OB office, they tell you, you know, congrats, you're pregnant or you're trying to get pregnant. You need to take a prenatal supplement. And the first question is always, okay, which one should I take? There's hundreds of different options. And the response that I got left me feeling like there has to be more to the story. I was basically told, it doesn't matter, take anything. And I would look at the back of the bottles at the drugstore, at the grocery store, and see different form factors, different dosages, and just felt like, seeing plainly, these are not all the same. So how do I decide which one is best for me? And so this led me on a 3-year journey, connecting with, as I mentioned, amazing physicians and other experts in the fertility space, in the supplement space, to really understand how we can build the best possible prenatal supplement and where the differences should be for each individual. And ultimately, the answer that I found is that there is no best prenatal out there. It really depends on you. It really depends on each person's unique situation. And so what we have designed with Element is, as I mentioned, the first personalized prenatal that is a modular design. What I mean by that is that we can swap out different supplements depending on the unique needs of each individual, as well as their journey. Because another thing that I learned as well through this process is that the needs of someone in the third trimester might be different than what they need in the first trimester. So I'm really passionate about bringing this message around personalized solutions to people who are looking for just that and who feel like the options that are off the shelf might not be meeting their needs.
Okay. Dr. Fox, will you take a moment and talk about prenatal vitamins and kind of like what you think about all of that? So I know when we had talked before, right? Yeah. When we had talked before, you had mentioned like, I used to just like, yeah, take a prenatal, any prenatal. What's the difference here for you now?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot about prenatals that I think one of the key elements of this is calling it a prenatal supplement versus a vitamin. Right. The idea of a vitamin is everyone needs this and everyone needs the same one every day. And I would say that probably for prenatal care, the only sort of one or mineral or vitamin that falls under that might be folic acid, that we sort of know that pretty much everybody who's pregnant needs to take folic acid, needs to take a certain amount. There's been data on this. There's been studies on this. You know, if you do it, if you don't, and there's specific conditions in the baby that can come about if you don't get enough folic acid. So everyone pretty much agrees that if you're pregnant or trying to be pregnant, you should be taking folic acid. Fine. For basically everything else that you might see on the back of the bottle for a prenatal, it's a little bit up in the air. Exactly how much does anyone need? Do you need it at all? Do you not need it at all? If you need it, what is it for? What does it do? What does it prevent? And the reason is because, number one, we don't have perfect data on all this. But number two, as Doreen said, people have different dietary needs. People eat different things. People consume different things. People do different things. People are different. And so the idea of a supplement is, if we sort of agree what a well-balanced diet would entail, what is it that you are not getting from what you're eating and based on what you need. And that's going to be different between people. It's going to be different in a given person based on where they are in their life. And it might be different in a given person based on, like what Doreen said, what their needs are over the course of pregnancy. So there's a variable of what you eat. There's a variable of who you are, and there's a variable of what you need. And you can't fix that for all people with one sort of solution, with one makeup of a vitamin. So you could either give everyone a bajillion of everything, but that's probably too much, or you can sort of pick and choose. But the ideal way would be to personalize it, to say, okay, who's this person? What do they need? Where are they at? And let's figure it out. But no one's ever done that before. And that's why this is pretty cool, that Element is the company that will actually personalize what you need based on who you are and what your dietary needs are. And that's why it just makes a lot of sense. It's just difficult to do. That's why most people don't do it.
And I can share
that does
a bit
make
more.
Sense.
I'm
I want to, please.
Yeah, about kind of why this is so hard. That was one thing that as I jumped into learning more about this space, my eyes were really opened when I started to talk to folks on the manufacturing side and really understanding that the majority of supplements that you see on the shelf at stores are basically one blend that, as Dr. Fox said, you know, definitely includes folic acid in most cases, or some form of folate. With some of the newer brands, there's been a migration to methylfolate, which we can cover that as well. There's a lot to unpack there. But there's kind of a standard prenatal that these manufacturers will offer. And then a brand will come in and say, you know, I want a little bit more of this or a little bit less of that. And then the mass manufacturer will create millions of capsules, put them into the bottles, stick whatever label the brand wants on there, and then off it goes to the store or to the e-commerce platform. And so instead, what we've had to do is say, we can't do that approach. We can't order millions of capsules of various blends. Instead, let's break things down into their components and create a, as I mentioned, modular solution where we can look at each component separately. So I think the best example of this is with iodine. The CDC says that for pregnant women, they recommend 150 milligrams of iodine every day, and milligrams, micrograms, I need to double check that. But in any case, 150 is the dosage that you see on the bottle. And the challenge is that for some people, for example, with Hashimoto's thyroidism or some other thyroid conditions, they may need more iodine, they may need less iodine. That's typically the case. And so it is very difficult for those individuals to find a solution because, again, all the off-the-shelf blends will 99% of the time have that iodine because that's what's coming direct from the manufacturer. And it's hard for the brands to necessarily remove that when the majority of people need it, the CDC recommends it, but then you have this contingency of people who cannot take it and it's not good for their health. So it's been a really interesting journey on the manufacturing side. And we're really lucky that we found a team that could execute on this vision that is completely different from how every other brand approaches their manufacturing.
Yeah. So what does that look like for somebody who's coming to you and says, I'm pregnant, I'm first trimester, wherever they're at, this is like, what do they have to do so that you have the information that you need to get them a supplement that's going to work best for them?
That is such a great question. So we have quite an in-depth onboarding experience. It's probably different from every other brand where you can just immediately go and, you know, purchase a bottle, or maybe you do a quiz that brings you to the right product, you know, if they're offering a variety of them. And instead, we really start with personalization and understanding your unique context. And we developed the questionnaire in partnership with our medical advisors, where we take you through each of the different components. So first, understanding your fertility journey. Have you experienced pregnancy loss in the past? There's some early evidence that there's some ingredients like inositol, coenzyme Q10 that can help support. So we will include more of that depending on that prior history. We will ask about iron levels. A lot of people get kind of standard blood work. They may know where they're at in terms of their deficiency with iron. And so we'll walk people through that. You know, if you're not deficient, then don't bother taking any iron in your supplement, especially since it can often cause constipation, hemorrhoids, digestive discomfort. So we can personalize there. And then if, let's say in the second trimester, they're doing an updated blood work with their doctor, then they do discover that they have an iron deficiency, easy. We can add that now back in as an ingredient in their packets. So it all starts with that personalization. And then every month when we're preparing the next box, we have another feedback form where the customer can let us know where they're at in their journey.
Right. If you think about
That's really neat.
Yeah, if you think about it, what probably most people actually need, not just in pregnancy, but in life, is to have sort of regular contact with a nutritionist, a clinical dietitian, like someone who really understands this. I mean, they don't teach it in medical school. Nurses don't know it. Doctors don't know it. People don't really understand nutrition and the science behind nutrition other than the people who do it for a living. But it's very difficult for someone to always meet with a nutritionist. You know, there's access to care, there's cost issues. I mean, it's a mess to try to get, millions of people to do this. This is like a surrogate for that. I mean, this is much more detailed than you're ever going to get at a prenatal visit. I don't have time to ask my patients, okay, how much folate you consume? How much calcium do you consume? What are your iron levels? Do you need this? Do you need that? Let's tinker. Let's do this. Let's, instead of giving you one prenatal, let's give you six separate vitamins at different doses. I mean, it'd be wonderful, but that's just not practical. And so this is really meant to support people in that way without having to do a full formal nutritional assessment, with the clinical registered dietitian every time you go to the doctor's office, which again, if some people can do, great, but not really. And then also, like Doreen was saying, usually for some reason, all the companies, their goal is to get every vitamin you need to take into one pill. Like that's what they want to do. And so usually you end up taking a pill that's the size of a golf ball that you need to cut with a fork and a knife to have everything in there because they think it's more convenient to have one pill. And it might be more convenient to take one pill, but it's also inconvenient because you're getting the wrong doses. And so the way it's done at Element is you'll get multiple pills or capsules more accurately in a pack, and which capsules you get are based on your needs. So you either will or won't get iron, or you will or won't get something else. And that's really the way to do it. And that's why you can sort of change it for each person and individualize it much more easier from a manufacturing standpoint. You just ultimately send people different things. It's no different if you go to the supermarket. One person might need more celery, one person might need more eggs. And so if you send the same person the exact same shopping bag, or everyone the same shopping bag every week, it's not going to make sense. You send someone milk every week and they're lactose intolerant, what's the point? Right. So this is basically like a shopping list. I need this, I need this, I need this. And so we send you those groceries.
So with these vitamins, do you take them at different times during the day? Do you just take them all in the morning or all at night? Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, it's a perfect segue into, I would say, one of the last epiphanies that I had in kind of learning about this space initially, which is that different supplements, different ingredients have different bioavailability profiles based on time of day, but more importantly, what you're eating or not eating. What I mean by that is that B vitamins are water soluble. It is best to take those. They're more effective for you in terms of absorption when you only take them with water, as opposed to vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, your omega-3s, those you want to take with food. And so that was the last, I would say, innovation, like core innovation that we brought to Element, is creating the first ever twice daily packet. We make it really easy. It has this, these are all biodegradable, by the way, so there's no waste. Just this beautiful, easy perforation down the middle. These are my packets that I take every day. And, AM, I just usually take first thing just with water. And I do have iron in mine, which can cause some nausea for me personally. And so that's where sometimes I'll have a little bit of orange juice or something with vitamin C that can help support the absorption and minimize the nausea, and always avoiding calcium. That is something that I think a lot of people aren't aware of. It's always kind of a fun fact that I like to share, is that if you are taking iron, make sure not to take calcium at the same time. Wait about an hour at least before you eat any yogurt or drink any milk or have your coffee and milk. And then you have your PM supplements that you can take either with lunch or dinner. We just make it really easy to make sure that you're separating things out by optimal bioavailability.
So when you send these vitamins out, does it come with like a sheet that tells you like, this is what you're getting, this is how you take them, this is when to take them, all that information?
Yeah, it's all written on the packets in terms of when to take them. And our customer service is phenomenal as well. So we get a lot of emails with people, you know, asking exactly these types of questions around like, oh, if I feel nauseous, what should I do? Or if I have five capsules in my PM, because we do have some people who are in their second or third trimester and maybe they're taking more choline or more calcium magnesium. So we can provide some kind of counsel around how to avoid what's called pill fatigue. We know that, you know, people during pregnancy are often taking a lot of capsules, so we can help with that. And then also we send all of the ingredients usually in advance over email just to save on paper and excess packaging. So yeah, it's all really clearly delineated. And also the website provides a detailed capsule guide as well. So any customer can just go and look up, okay, this small white capsule, here's what it's giving me, here are the benefits. Because I mean, right now there's, you know, a given customer might be getting 30 different nutrients in some cases. And so we really focus on empowering people around, why are you taking each one of these? How is it helping support you? And we really want to be forthright about that education as well.
So can I ask what you guys have seen, like, are the benefits from women who are like taking something regular and maybe what you've seen with women who now have this option and have been utilizing that?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say that a lot of it we hear anecdotally, right? It's in the reviews. It's in people reaching out to us and letting us know that they feel really seen and heard. And I know that might sound maybe simple in some ways, but I think in this system that we have in the United States today, where, you know, as Dr. Fox said, there isn't often a lot of time in the prenatal appointments to have a group that is supporting you and a product that is supporting you throughout the journey is very empowering, I think, for a lot of people. So we hear that a lot just in terms of the quotes, reviews, emails, and phone calls that we get. I would say in terms of outcomes, what has always been, again, as I mentioned, I'm a data person by background. So what has always been very exciting to me about what we will be able to do long-term at Element is hopefully tie back the personalization to results and to outcomes. And the data gathering there is still really early, right? I mean, of course, you need thousands and thousands of people to be able to really do it, to have enough of a sample size to tie things back to outcomes. But, you know, we are looking at things like, are we seeing lower preeclampsia risk? Oh, Dr. Fox, we haven't broached that yet about including low-dose aspirin. So maybe we can get there next. But, you know, are we seeing lower rates of preeclampsia, lower rates of gestational diabetes? What about, you know, unplanned C-sections? And this feels really far-fetched still today. Again, being a more data-driven, science-driven person, I would never make claims that we cannot substantiate. But I think it's exciting to see that there's a path to perhaps unlocking new understanding in a way that I don't know that any other prenatal brand could, because, you know, again, if you're purchasing from the store, they don't know who you are. It's completely anonymous. And I think that there's something really interesting and exciting long-term about being able to do more with the data.
Yeah. Just to add to that, I think people might be surprised to learn that regarding prenatal supplements, there's probably no data anywhere that says that even taking a prenatal supplement has any benefit whatsoever, other than, of course, folic acid. And so it's very hard. Yeah, I mean, again, we do it because it's recommended because it makes sense, right? That, and a lot of things happen like that in medicine that you don't have a perfect study, you can't prove it, but it just makes sense. And so that's why prenatals in general are recommended. But no one's ever really done a proper design study where they do a full prenatal versus just folic acid, and do they do better, do they not do better? And it's very complicated to do that study. As Doreen said, you would need a lot of patients. And also you'd have to tie it into what are they eating, because again, everything's personalized. So this does give us an opportunity to actually, number one, study it, to say, do these personalizations, does this system lead to better outcomes than the current system? So that's number one. We're all interested in that. And so that's, it gives us an opportunity to do it, number one. Number two, if you buy into the idea that it makes sense to give people supplements. Meaning if you are someone who believes, yes, I should probably take something, right? As opposed to nothing. And most people buy into that idea, patients, doctors, everybody. Why wouldn't you want it to be precise, right? It just doesn't, you know, it's hard to argue that you're better off just taking a one size fits all vitamin versus a personalized one. You can make an argument, don't take anything, I suppose. But if you believe you should be taking something, it makes much more sense to personalize it. So that's why I think that even though I agree, it's hard to say right now from a scientific standpoint, this will lead to better outcomes. I don't know, maybe it will, maybe it won't. But under sort of the system we have and the current beliefs we have, it makes a lot more sense. When I got involved and I was talking to Doreen about this, I'm a skeptic by nature, just so you know. I'm giving her 100 reasons like why this is not going to work, right? So this is how our phone calls go. I'm like, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. And, you know, frequently I'm wrong. Occasionally I'm right. But one of the things I was saying to Doreen is when there is evidence, we really need to lean in, right? We have to make sure that we're at least doing all the things that have evidence. So for example, obviously folic acid is going to be a component to it. I think that there's pretty good evidence with calcium. And I was saying, what about baby aspirin? Baby aspirin is over the counter. You don't need a prescription for it. There's a lot of evidence that it has benefit in high risk women in reducing the risk of preeclampsia. And I said, you know, if I were designing a prenatal vitamin, I'd put baby aspirin in there. Even though it's not a vitamin, but like we're already doing this, we're already giving people supplements. This is the time to say, hey, throw a baby aspirin in. So one of the aspects of the questionnaire we developed is to identify people at high risk for preeclampsia, and we send you the baby aspirin. It's part of your prenatal pack. So you don't, and if you look at the data out there, the people who are eligible and probably should be getting baby aspirin, the percentage of them who actually are recommended it and take it is unfortunately too low. And this is just another way to ensure that everyone's getting at least everything we know about that's going to help them. And again, potentially more.
Yeah, that's really awesome. It's funny as you're like talking about this and you're mentioning prenatal vitamins specifically, where you're like, if you're going to do this anyways, wouldn't you want it to be the best that it could be? I'm like over here like, hello, that's what I say all day long about birth. Like, if you're going to give birth anyways, don't you want to do it the best way possible? The one that works for you, find that provider, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah. I mean, it's no different. I mean, once you start going down that, we kind of joke that like, anyways, it's a slippery slope. It's a slippery slope that leads you into all kinds of different things. And one of them has to do with your health and, you know, conversations that you're having with your provider when you're pregnant. It makes you start thinking about all the other things in your life, including supplements. And, you know, a lot of us end up homeschooling and it leads to homesteading. And, you know, we just like go off into this thing. But it's all a matter of like, how can we do what is absolutely best for ourselves and for our children is what it really comes down to. So, I agree with that. You know, if I have an opportunity to have something that's blended for me in the best way possible, why wouldn't I do that? And I think that's a great thing that you guys are doing.
Cool.
I do want to ask, but before we jump off here, for people who are interested and they want to know a little bit more, and it sounds like Doreen, I'm going to assume just off the cuff here that you might not be pregnant, but you said that you're taking these vitamins. So do you have to be, are you pregnant? Oh my gosh. Hold up.
I wasn't expecting to do an announcement today.
Well, you said you were taking the vitamins. And I'm like, wait a second. Wait.
I can tell you that I am not pregnant. one of the two of us might be pregnant. Okay.
Sorry. Exactly. I didn't mean to like assume.
No, it's fine. But please continue.
I was going to ask.
Doreen's going to puke on her microphone now. So
I'm past that stage, Dr. Fox.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Okay. Anyways, sorry, now we're getting into my, like, he just lit me up all the way. I'm wondering if it's like, you had mentioned infertility and some other stuff. Are these like specific for pregnancy or can you take them prior? Do you take them postpartum? What does that look like?
Yes, that is such a great question. People can definitely start preconception, and they should. Actually, it's been really exciting to see that a lot of OBGYNs are recommending that people start their prenatal supplement at least 3 months. Now, I think I'm even hearing a lot of people talk about start even 6 months before you want to start trying. And it all comes back to the folic acid. It's really important to build up your body with having that nutrient and making sure that that you're not deficient. So, by the way, a quick note, Element includes both folic acid, synthetic folic acid, and methylfolate. We can also customize that however people want. So I just want to put that out there because I know that that is often a question that people ask is, you know, where do we stand on that? And our stance is to be fully inclusive to all the perspectives around folic acid and methylfolate. So people do start preconception. I would say that about, it probably breaks out about 50-50 in terms of people finding us in the first trimester versus people really wanting to get ahead of, you know, their supplement purchasing and finding us preconception. So we do include a fertility blend for people who are in that preconception stage. As I mentioned, inositol, CoQ10, all the B vitamins, etc. So they can definitely start using us before pregnancy and then during pregnancy and postpartum. I don't think this is talked enough about, but there's a lot of reason to, at least in the first month postpartum, I would say, when people still have a fair amount of blood loss potentially, so they want to make sure that they have those good iron storages. And also, we do include for postpartum additional B vitamins, biotin, B6. There's good, decent clinical evidence that B6 can help with mood boosting. So just to provide some additional energy and B vitamin benefits there for postpartum. So then we do have people who have stayed postpartum with us for a long time. But I would say most of the time people will re-engage once they're ready for their next pregnancy. So I funny anecdote that my in-laws saw me taking Element and, you know, I really emphasized to them that you can take it preconception. This is not a giveaway of anything, but I think they knew anyway. We told them.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay. You guys, for those of you that are listening right now, they have been, both Doreen and Dr. Fox here have been so nice as to give us a special discount code for all of you who are listening. So when you go to HelloElement.com and you're looking through all their stuff and you grab your Element prenatals and you go to checkout, make sure that you put in coupon code all caps BIRTH20, BIRTH20, and that will get you $20 off and a $10 per sample box. Is that right? Like they get $10 off if they wanted to try the sample box. Is that correct?
Yes. So we have two options. We have the monthly subscription if you're ready to go. And if you just want to try it and see if it's a good fit for you, go for the sample box.
Yeah, I love that you have that option because, yes, a lot of us do like to try things first. So that's perfect. Well, thank you, both of you. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you wanted to add really quick before we jump off? I do want to make sure all of the links for everything that we talked about today, including Dr. Fox, I'll make sure we put your podcast and stuff on there as well so that people can go check that out and your website and all of that stuff. And it's HelloElement.com. But again, we'll have all of that within the show notes as well. So is there anything that I missed or that you wanted to say before we jumped off here?
Hello Element with two L's. I want to make sure that we spotlight that Dr. Fox has a book coming out.
Oh. Soon. Yes, do it. I love it.
Yeah, please tell us about it. It's really exciting.
It's mostly exciting for my family and friends because they thought I was illiterate. And so this is really just, this is my big reveal that I'm not illiterate. No, I wrote, I co-authored a book. Thank you, Doreen, for bringing that up. I co-authored a book with Emily Oster that many of your listeners may know. She writes a lot about pregnancy. And basically, it's a book about navigating your next pregnancy based on what happened in the first one. So if everything went smooth and great and, you know, unicorns and rainbows, great. You won't need to read this book. But if you, unfortunately, like about 50% of people had either a miscarriage or diabetes or hypertension or a C-section or bleeding or some problem or some complication or something that didn't go exactly the way you wanted it, how do you approach your next pregnancy? Or for people who just want to read about this to support their family and friends going through something. And we try to make it very user-friendly. It's not a lot of jargon. And it's called Unexpected. So, The Unexpected. It's available pre-order on Amazon and wherever else people get books, wherever that might be.
Awesome. So send me the link for that and I'll make sure that that gets put into the show notes as well. That's awesome.
If you go to my podcast or my website, it's all over. Yeah.
Perfect. That's really exciting. Thank you for mentioning that, Doreen. That's great. I'm glad we could include that. All right. Well, thank you both for being here and for your time and for what you're doing. I love when people go out to change the world. That's kind of the whole goal behind what we do, right? Like we want to make life better for other people. So I really appreciate that.
It's great. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
If you loved what you heard today, the very best way to support this podcast and help other moms to find it is to leave a quick review. I read one at the beginning of the episodes and I would love for yours to be next. And if you're ready for even more pregnancy, birth, and postpartum goodness, come join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I will hold your hand and walk you through pregnancy and birth step by step so you're totally prepared for a birth you'll love. See you next week.